Congress working on a bill to make your federal office safer. The Secure Facilities Act would add 150 guards to the Federal Protective Service payroll. It would also require a program to evaluate performance of the 15,000 guards who work for the agency under contract. FPS protects 9,000 federal buildings. They've taken some heat for poor management and employee performance. Joining me to talk about how this bill would affect your agency's Wendell Shingler. He's a former head of the FPS. Wendell, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm glad you invited me.
What do you think of this legislation? Is 150 new FPS guards enough, do you think?
Well, I think it moves them light years ahead from where they are right now. However, you know, there's probably never enough, but definitely I think it's a great first step, and I certainly think that it's going to put FPS on the road to recovery and make them whole for once. And thanks to Senator Lieberman and Senator Collins for putting this forward and looking forward to looking out for the men and women of the FPS.
Are the number of FPS agents the real issue here, or are there other issues that FPS needs to work through, do you think, first or at the same time as or whatever?
Well, numbers is going to be, I think, their first priority. They're way understaffed for the missions that they are given. And I think the public kind of sees a misperception of what FPS is. It's not an agency of guards, actually. These are police officers, they're agents, they're inspectors that are actually a small police department policing federally owned facilities. The facilities that GSA owns, which is the primary provider of space to federal agencies. The FPS is the law enforcement agency for them. So, I mean, they're not just a guard agency. They certainly have a lot of guards, but the vast majority of these officers are professional police officers, agents, and inspectors.
Do you get a sense that there are a lot of folks, even within the agencies, who are actually protected by these folks, that's not the perception that they have?
Well, it probably is. I think, you know, some of the press articles are, you know, keep continually bringing out the guard issue. There's certainly a lot of guards, FPS contracts for, you know, anywhere between 15 and 19,000 guards at any given time, and so I mean that face they normally see is a guard, but that's not an FPS officer, and so for the most part, the overall program of protecting federal employees is the mission of the police officers and agents of FPS, supported by the guards. The guards are a support, and for the most part, I will say that, you know, there's been several issues of bad press for instances that have happened in federal buildings. However, those were primarily guard-related. They weren't necessarily the officers or folks of the Federal Protective Service.
And that distinction's not always made when there are situations like this.
You're absolutely correct. It's not. And I think they see them as one and the same, and they're not. These are professional law enforcement people. They have wonderful training provided to them at FLETC, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, much like any other large police department, the federal police department. And they get a lot of in-house training for physical security. They have their own physical security training. They have their own vulnerability assessment tools. RAMP is what they call it, and they are trained to do these assessments. They've got just so many hats to wear, so to speak. I hate to use that expression, but I've used it from time to time. They've got a lot of hats and not a lot of heads to put them on.
Yeah.
And that's probably their biggest problem right now.
What do you think about the current ratio? You mentioned the 15,000 and 19,000 contractors. The piece that we have up at federalnewsradio.com cited 1,200 as the approximate number now of actual federal employee personnel in FPS. Is that right? Too high? Too low?
I think it's too low. There's not nearly enough FPS folks to be able to determine or oversee them at the level I think some people would like them to. Now, there's always the issue of never enough, but for the most part, FPS has grown very little, relatively speaking, since before 9/11. The number of guards, however, has gone from about 4,000 in those days, pre-9/11, to it was probably peaked out at 19,000 at a given few years ago. So an agency that's relatively the same size from pre-9/11 handling the missions of a post-9/11 organization, it's it's a tough road to hoe.
Now, when you draw that parallel, I think of what happened with airport screeners. And before 9/11, they were almost all contract employees, and now they're TSA agents. Do you see potentially an insourcing of all of these folks at some point, where all 15 to 19,000 positions become federal employees, or is there something different about this situation?
Well, I don't know that there's anything different about it. I think the practicality of it is that coming up with another 15,000 federal employees is probably not going to happen in these economic times when the government's trying to downsize and trying to cut back on spending. So I think the likelihood of them, you know, federalizing those 15,000 people would be a pie in the sky at this point. But I mean, granted, there needs to be some different oversight, I think. And I think giving FPS or, you know, contracting out or something of some oversight would be, is a step in the right direction. So I think, you know, the bill is going to be carry them light years ahead.
Wendell Shingler is a former head of FPS and also a crisis management consultant, and writes for the Adfero Group blog and